Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Reigning Love Ministries. This is Tim the Overseer. Hopefully everything is going good with everyone. Of course, I'm dealing with the weather. I have been dealing with the weather for slightly a little over a week now. I feel a lot better than I have been feeling, but of course, just one of those things that you just have to go through. So I'm believing the Holy Spirit for healing. So for those of you that are praying, please continue to pray for me. Be well soon. Amen. So we'll try to do as much as we can tonight. In the word of ministry. So there'll definitely be a freestyle. I kind of want to talk about Revelation, the 12th chapter. I'll probably just touch on it a little bit. But what I mainly want to talk about, amen, is the things that's going on in the world today. So we're going to hop right into it. We only will be on for about an hour. If we can make it that long, we're going to do what we can. Amen. So first thing, we're going to start out with prayer. Then we're going to read, amen. In fact, then we're going to read the scripture. I'm going to read the scripture of love, which comes from 1 Corinthians 12th chapter, verse 31, and 1 Corinthians, the entire 13th chapter. We'll start there, and we'll let the Holy Spirit, amen. Let the Holy Spirit lead and guide us, amen. The scripture says, but cover earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way, and though I speak the tongues of men, of angels, and have not charity, I become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. I know I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and don't have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity suffered long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunted not itself, is not puffed up. Did not behave itself unseemly, seeking not her own. It is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but where there be prophecies, they shall fail. Where there be tongues, they shall cease. Where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, understood as a child, thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now by the faith, hope, charity, these three, but the grace of these is charity. Charity meaning love. Amen. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for life itself. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son's sacrifice. We thank you for Christ, Yeshua. We thank you for eternal life that you blessed us and given us the gift of eternal life, Heavenly Father. For there is no greater gift that's known to man or any being other than eternal life. We thank you for that love. We thank you for that eternal gift. We bless and praise your holy name forevermore. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to do what I can tonight. Amen. I'll try to stay on as long as I can. Amen. So we know how it can be. Amen. And what I want to talk about tonight, amen, just talking, speaking with some people who are in ministry. Some are not. But just mainly talking about the age that we are in, how it is important, amen, that we as the body of Christ, we are not taking this time lightly, that we're not taking the opportunity to teach salvation and to save as many souls as we can before the return of Christ. I know that I've spoken to many of you before in the past about the time that we are in. This is actually a good time because why? This is an opportunity that if you have not received salvation, that you need to receive salvation. It is not a question beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is an opportunity before it is too late. Many believe that the Antichrist may be near coming on the scene. Amen. Excuse me. Amen. Some believe that it's a possibility that we are on the verge of Christ's return. Amen. However, irregardless of where we are, this is an opportunity, you know, to become saved. You don't want it to be too late to become saved. It's never, I heard somebody say the other day, it's never too early to become saved. Amen, that's right. I was saved 20 years ago, and I wish I had became saved soon, much, much more sooner than that. When I was a teenager, 10 years prior to that, I wish I had became saved. And so I'm saying that to say this, amen, that we do not need to take lightly this age that we're in. There is something very evil brewing in the world, amen. This pandemic is just a small example of what Lucifer and he has his people in place, their plan to depopulate the earth, okay? We've said this several times before. You've heard it several times before. This is not unusual. This is not the first time you heard it. It's not a shock. This is real. Amen. There is an agenda. And what you fail to realize is that by Lucifer, time is running very short. He knows that. And he wants to depopulate the earth at a much faster rate. And this pandemic is not doing it. Amen. So we have to be very cautious in our everyday lives. There are things going on in the world that they're not announcing on the news, which I do understand because they don't want to cause a panic. Okay? There is civil unrest in certain places. People are doing certain things. Amen. Because, you know, some people can't handle what's going on in the world. But we cannot, amen, we cannot proceed to not take cautious. When you go out, especially women, make sure that you let somebody know where you're going. Make sure that you're, if you got to be out at night, if you can take somebody with you, do so. If not, we do understand, but be cautious of just your surrounding. Even as men, amen, I've always been cautious of surrounding. I'm not a small man, amen, and I'm not a weak man, but I've always been cautious of my surroundings. Amen. I don't trust anyone. Amen. The Bible says trust no man. So if I don't trust myself, I'm sure not trusting you. And so, amen. So we have to be careful in this world. You know, my dad used to always say we're in the last evil days, and it seemed like time has really proven itself. Amen. So we want to make sure that as we are walking this world, amen, because we know we have children, we have family, all that we can do is pray for them, amen. We tell our kids to be precautious, don't do this, don't do that. But at the end of the day, the only thing that you can do is pray for them, amen, because a lot of times these kids, amen, they're going to do what they want to do. Amen. We know that there was in time past where we kind of did what we wanted to do. We was kind of hard-headed or rebellious, but it seems like now the Bible's really proven itself. It's even more so now that the children are very rebellious towards the parents. And we know that the scripture talks about, you know, how you know, parents and kids will be of gifts to parents in the last days. Amen. Excuse me. Amen. So we want to make sure that we are, as the saint, the Holy Spirit has been telling me this year, pray more. Pray for your loved ones. Pray for your families. Be doing the same. If you can, say a kind word for your neighbor and your enemy. Amen. Because, amen, the world doesn't know what they're headed for. Amen. They really don't. And I really do mean that. It's going to happen. Amen. It's just a matter of when. It's going to happen. Are we on the verge of it? We could be. Amen. They want to depopulate this earth so bad, it's not even funny. Amen. So we cannot allow ourselves to be naive and think just because they continue to show sports and football games and basketball games and entertainment. That's how the devil works. He's subtle. He makes things look like, oh, there's nothing going on. Everything is normal. See, that's how he did Adam and Eve. He tricked them. He is the father of lies. And that's what he's going to do. He's going to continue to make people believe that, excuse me, everything is okay, everything is all right. Just keep your head down, go back to normal. But the Bible says to watch. Amen. Paul said that Christ told us to watch. Amen. He told his disciples, watch. We got to watch. We as the church of the light, we have to pay attention. Amen. The Bible says, try the spirits by the spirits, and we know when something is not right. Amen. This isn't a scare tactic. Amen. We just try and get you prepared for the return of Christ. So when he does come back, you won't miss it. Amen. I was just talking to somebody just this evening. Amen. And so much people are putting their trust in the world. They're putting their trust in their jobs, in their businesses, in their bank account, in their guns or their shed or the government or the military. And I tell you all this now, and hear me good. You cannot prepare for what is coming. Don't you let the devil fool you in thinking that you're going to be safe on this earth when it all kicks off. Because when the Antichrist set foot on the scene, the churches go, amen. We know according to what Daniel said and what Christ said, he said that Michael will stand up for the children. So only those that are going to become saved after Christ come back and get the church will be protected. They will be saved. But we know that some of them are going to have to go through persecution. Amen. We even know that there are going to be some that's going to have their head beheaded. Excuse me. So, amen. So we don't want to make light or take light of this age that we that we're in. We know that people in times past have said and also heard. I remember when I was in elementary school, this little girl came to school talking about the world's going to end in 1984. I remember saying in elementary, the world's going to end in 1984. I remember saying that. And I'm thinking to myself, man, you know, we all got scared of what this little girl was saying. Nobody knows when Christ is going to return. Amen. But it's certain the world's not going to end until Christ rule with an iron rod for 1,000 years. We're going to come back and rule with him for 1,000 years. Amen. And so, excuse me, I just want to deal with Revelation 12 just a little bit. And I have to come back and really teach on it. Amen. But due to being under the weather, amen, and just deal with some things. And like I said last night, even if it is what we think it is, amen, we're not going to speak it. Amen. We're going to believe. Amen, that I'm healed by the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen, I claim I'll give all power, amen, to the Most High, amen, because he has the power to cure anything, amen. So, you know, in Revelation, it talks about the woman, in Revelation, the 12th chapter, verse 1, we know that woman is symbolic. It is symbolizes the nation of Israel, amen, and it talks about her being clothed with the sun and the moon, and if you go back, I'm not going to go over and read it, but if you go back over to Genesis, if you remember Joseph when he talked to his brothers, excuse me, Joseph talked so much about, amen, the dreams that he had to his brothers, amen. He talked about the sun and the moon, amen. And he talked about how the 11, amen, I believe it was the 11 stars. Amen. I'll let you read on your own. But we know that he's included, amen, in Revelation of those 12 stars. Now, we know that since the birth of the original 12 nations, amen, there has been some changes all the way over to Revelation, amen, the last days, amen, that some of those 12 tribes, amen, have been changed. But the example, and that what I want to teach and get you to understand that it is still referenced the 12 nations of Israel. Amen. That's what you see right here in Revelation 12 and 1. It says, and she being with child cried, travailing in birth and being and pain to be delivered. Amen. The experience of pain. Amen. So we know if if he's talking about she is not actually a physical woman, but it's actually talking about the nation of Israel, what is it really talking about? Then we're talking about who was she travailing in birth? Who was she going to give birth to? Well, we know it's talking about Christ, amen, Yeshua, the Messiah who was prophesied since Genesis 3 and 15 to come into the world. Remember, if you've been following my teachings, especially this whole Revelation series, you remember earlier on when I said that Yahweh told Lucifer, Satan in the garden, he ain't scared of Lucifer. He told him and said, I'm going to send one that's going to conquer you. one that's going to destroy you. So he already knew Christ was coming. So he expected Christ, and they have been watching Christ throughout history. Lucifer and all these so-called elite, if you want to call them that, these Luciferians, these people who follow Satan, all these secret gangs and secret cults, and what do they call them? Amen. They call them what do they call those secret societies? I think something like that. They call them, they have been around since the beginning of time. All they are, they're all one. They all follow Lucifer. Amen. Satan, the fallen one. Amen. They've been watching for Christ to come and trying to prepare. Amen. That's what it means when it says travailing in birth. They were trying to stop Christ from coming. And if you remember back over in Matthew, when it started talking about Christ and how his parents had to flee, they had been expecting him. Herod was trying to destroy Christ. They had to flee into Egypt. Amen. There was just so much surrounding the birth of the Messiah, and so much that he had to go through. As a child, a newborn child, you can't imagine a woman just giving a birth to a child and having to uproot. Amen. That's a very painful and unpleasant experience because you don't feel safe. You don't know if you or your baby or your family is going to live. And so they felt the naturalness of life as we do as humans. But this was very uncomfortable. And so this is what Revelation 2 is talking about, which says travailing in birth, meaning that not only that, but even beforehand, amen, Lucifer was trying to stop that bloodline, amen, of Judah. They were trying to stop Christ from coming into the world. And they tried several different times to taint the nation of Israel several different ways, and they failed. Amen, they failed. The Messiah was born, amen, to give us a life, amen, a promise, amen. And he's going to rule with a rod of iron, amen. And so with that being said, amen, this is why it's so important for us as believers to not take lightly our salvation. So many of our so-called believers, amen, they have taken their salvation lightly. You know, they spend more time watching football shows and TV shows, and so many people who are in church, amen, I dare say that they're believers, they've come so religious, amen. All they do is show up at church and act godly, amen, but they're not godly, amen. We have so much of this going on, and this is why the world has gotten in the situation that it is because so many people are just, they're just in church, amen. That's one of the reasons why I had to leave the church, is because the people had no concern of living for Christ and living a saved life and growing spiritually. It was just an event to them. It was a fad. It was just a thing to do and a thing to be, just to say you go to church and dress nice and drive nice cars. And they were just religious, sound like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, amen. And so when we think about this rod of iron over in Psalms 2 and 9, amen, I'll let you read that, Psalms 2 and 9, where you see that Christ is going to be this rod of iron that's going to rule 1,000 years on earth, amen. He put all his enemies under his feet. Christ is coming back to do what they thought he was going to do 2,000 years. My dad always say that every 2,000 years a great event is going to happen. And you can best believe that since it's been 2,000 years after the death of Christ, it's definitely going to be a great event that's going to take place possibly in our lifetime. Amen. And I'm just going to be real with you. I hope to the Most High that I do see it, because I believe that it's going to be what? The gathering together of the saints. Amen. You call it the rapture, that's fine. Amen. I call it the gathering together of the saints. That's what the scripture says, that we're going to be gathered together with Christ. Amen. I believe that wholeheartedly, that we're going to be caught up with him, and we're going to reign with him and be with him forever. Amen. 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 Excuse me. And so, amen. The funny thing is, I remember when I got saved 20 years ago, told my wife, amen, that I really, really believe, amen, that within our lifetime, the Holy Spirit showed me 20 years ago when I got saved, right when I got saved, within a few months, the Holy Spirit told me, amen, that you're going to get to witness something great in your lifetime, according to the Bible, according to the Word, amen. And at that time, I was a young baby in Christ, had no idea about the possibility of Christ coming back in my lifetime. Never did I ever think that the rapture or the gathering together of the saints could even happen in our lifetime. Amen. You know, everybody's talking about the Antichrist coming on the scene. You know, some say that he's actually here on the earth and that some know who he is. Amen. Well, this is a huge possibility. We see so much, so many examples in today's life. Amen. I tell you, don't get wrapped up. Don't get caught up in these different distractions. Amen. I've been talking about distractions since the beginning, since I've been talking about this earlier this year. Amen. This year is almost up, 2020. The year, people like I said, this is the year of 2020 vision to where you can see. I believe that is a spiritual thing. Amen. That the Holy Spirit is revealing spiritual things to us. Amen. People say this is like the worst year. No, it's not the worst year. All of you want to claim this. It ain't the worst year. This is the enlightening year. Maybe the year before it's going to be the year before it gets even worse, probably. Amen. But it's not the worst year. Amen. It's actually a year of opportunity for us as saints to warn family, friends, and loved ones, and even your enemies, that Christ is on his way back. And this is not something, again, that we should take lightly, okay? Amen. So this is something that we should definitely take, amen, take wholeheartedly. Amen. I think here in a little bit, I'm going to take maybe a little water break, amen, to try to stop myself from being fatigued, amen. So we just pray in the Most High. I thank him for who he is and what he is and his healing. I thank him for his Holy Spirit for healing my body and making me feel much better than what I have been feeling over the past week. And so just continue to pray for me and believe for me. I'll continue to pray for you and your loved ones. Amen. But we are not to make light of the situation out here. As I said in the beginning before, I have said that this is something but nothing. And what I mean by that is we know it's something. We just don't know exactly what it is, amen. Had a family member tell me just now that somebody that they know just got affected by the pandemic. And I said, we'll be praying for him, amen, because he was saying different things about social distancing and putting on masks. I said, you know what? Do what you must, amen. I agree with it. But it's everywhere, amen. It's just one of those things, as I said, that, you really can't prepare for. You think that you can, it's everywhere, amen, because this is I believe, is man-made, amen. This is not something that is natural, amen. This is man's evil hand working along with the enemy, Lucifer, Satan himself, amen, to put this out here in the world, amen. They're trying to depopulate the earth. Amen. We know that they've done it by great large numbers so far in this past year. Amen. We know they've gotten a lot of people off the planet with this, or whether they're just using this as an excuse to take out people, whatever it is that they're doing. Amen. You hold fast. Amen. Pray to the Most High and the Holy Spirit that he protect you, lead you, and guide you. Amen. Because we know that Christ has the power, all power in his hand. He has the power to heal. Amen. And so we want to make sure that we are giving him all the glory, all the way. Amen. We're going to walk with him and hold his hand. He's going to hold our hands, and we're not going to let go, because we know that Paul said it best, to be absent from the body, amen, is to be present with the Lord. Amen. So we're not going to give up. Amen. As the saints, as the children, we have a work to do until he calls us home, regardless of how we feel or what we may be going through. We have a work to do. Now, like I said last night, there's somebody out there that feels worse than I do. Amen. So I can't make any excuses. There's somebody out there that have it much, much worse than I do. Amen. So I have to be strong. Amen. In order to press toward the mark of the high calling and to press forward, amen, to be a light unto a dark world, amen. He said that no weapon formed against me, amen. See, if we walk in the Spirit and give it to the Spirit and the Heavenly Father has all power. Christ has all power in his hand, amen. That's what we're going to do, amen. So I'm going to take a quick water break. Shouldn't take me no more than about a couple of minutes, 2 or 3 minutes, 60 seconds, something like that, and I'll be right back, amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you. Amen. So I'm back. Amen. I take that quick little water break. Amen. Given the situation. So, amen. It's still early in the day. I tell my wife, amen, that it feels like it's much more later. Amen. So I feel like I kind of like this time. Amen. Because some of it feels like it's real late, but it's not. And I've been going to bed extra early. So, amen. I kind of want to go to bed after I get through with the show, but amen. So Amen. Back to the show. Amen. Thank you for your patience with me. Amen. And so we know, amen, and dealing at this time that the Roman Empire, amen, is to be revived, and they're going to attack who? The Antichrist is going to attack Israel. Amen. I know that we had Elder Minister Bazaar, amen, on the air, and he was sharing with us, amen, so a couple times. I heard him say who he believed the Antichrist is and who he is. And we know that he is part of the, amen, Roman Empire, the Roman nation, part of that was nations of people over there in Europe, which is highly amazing, amen. And it's not the first time I've heard him say that, because I remember we used to minister a little bit together back in, I think it was like 2012, 2013 era. He used to say the same exact thing, that he knew who it was, and I thought that was amazing, amen. And so, amen. So we're dealing with the great wonder in heaven, which we know this wonder is, amen, it's not a physical woman, but it is a symbolic manifestation of the nation of Israel. Amen. So I'm just going to look at a few more scriptures. Amen. I'm going to read it. Look at verse 3 of Revelation, the 12th chapter. It says, "And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon." Amen. Now, we already know who the red dragon is if we compare it in the same context, in the same chapter, when we look at Revelation, the 12th chapter, verse 9. We're going to read that after I finish reading verse 3. It says, "And a great red dragon, having seven heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head." Now, we know that the Antichrist, amen, when they saw the beast rise up out of the sea, he looks similar to Satan. Now, don't that make a lot of sense? Amen. Because we know that Lucifer, Satan, wants to be like the Most High. Amen. We know that Christ, amen, is just like his who? What? Father like son, like his dad. And so you see here Lucifer and the beast is the same, like what? Father like son. Amen. So you see the similarities here when it says having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And when John saw the beast rise up out of the sea, he had the same similar description, amen, or very similar to what we see in Revelation 12 and 3. Amen. So I just want to cite one of my resources real quick. Let me go there. And I'm just going to try to get as much as I can done. I won't be on the air next week due to the holiday week. We want people to enjoy family and friends, so please be careful out there, especially if you're going to be traveling. We'll be saying a prayer and a word for you all, you and your loved ones. Amen. We'll be saying a word, so make sure that you guys are staying safe out there. Amen. Now, I actually once read that some people believe that this was the Virgin Mary. Amen. We know that it is not. Amen. Simply because of the way the scripture is written. Amen. That it, and then we know that Mary wasn't in heaven because it said that the woman was in heaven. So we know it's not Mary. Amen. It's a representation of the nation of Israel. Amen. And so we're going to move forward. Amen. And so, amen. And so I just want to read a quick note from one of my books. So let's see. So this is about the middle of the Great Tribulation. Amen. So the nation of Israel is going to be tried very much. The nation of Israel has been through a lot. Amen. A lot of people don't want to acknowledge, but the nation of Israel, even now, is going through a lot on this earth. And so they're going to go through even more, amen, because we know that Lucifer is going to do what? He's going to make war with the remnant. He's going to make war with the children of Israel. He hates Israel. He hates Israel for a number of reasons. One, because they are God's chosen people, amen. That's one reason why he hates them. But even more so, going back to Genesis 3rd chapter, verse 15, we know that he hates them because why? God, Yahweh, told him, you know what? I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to send one, which is Christ, to destroy you. And he says he could not destroy Christ before he got here. He couldn't take the bloodline back during the flood. He couldn't stop him throughout the whole entire nation of Israel. He couldn't stop him. And then once he was finally born, he still couldn't get rid of him. Amen. He tried his best. He even tried to tempt him. He even tried himself. Amen. He had all his imps and all his wimps and chumps and chimps. Everybody to come out to Christ, and it didn't work. He even had sin. Amen. He even had sin to try to stop Christ. Amen. It talks about that over in Romans. I believe it's the 7th or 8th chapter. Amen. Maybe the 6th chapter. One of them will visit that. But even sin tried to stop it, and sin could not make Christ sin. See, sin can make me sin. Sin can make you sin, and we know the proof of that because Paul said over in Romans, the 3rd chapter, verse 9, we are all under sin. But we know that Christ, Messiah, Yeshua, thank him and bless him so much. Amen. We thank our Savior for saving our soul. Amen. But we know that he cannot be tempted with sin. Amen. And he even tried to save himself. Said, you know what? We got to stop this. Amen. He even tried to tempt him himself, and he failed. Amen. He told you know not to tempt me. Amen. Amen. Excuse me. Amen. So, you know, Satan tried his best to stop Christ. Amen. And I am so glad and grateful that he didn't, because all would be lost. Amen. Give me a second. Amen. Amen. Excuse me, amen. I'm trying to do a little bit better by not sniffing and sneezing and coughing in your ear. Amen. So, amen. So we are just so grateful and thankful that, amen, that Christ, he's not like us. Amen. We know that he was born in flesh, but he's just not selfish like most of us. Most of us are selfish. That's the main reason why a lot of us sin. But he is selfish. Amen. But he's so good and so loving. Amen. Had so much love for us that he just could not, amen, see himself turn his back on us. Even when he went to the cross, you know, he even asked the Most High to take that cup from him. Amen. That's not an easy pill to swallow. Amen. We think it's light. Amen. A lot of people like to brag and say they didn't save themselves. Man, you don't even know the half. Amen. We couldn't take nothing like that. Nobody spitting on us and talking down on us. We'd be so hurt. And if we had the power to jump down off that cross and take revenge instantly, we would do it in a heartbeat. But he loved us so much that he just held on, and he didn't give in, amen. But we know when he come back, amen, the second time, we can't wait. When he come back at the end of the great tribulation, that 7-year period, oh, man, he going to whoop them all. And we know he going to rule with an iron rod for 1,000 years on this earth, and then we're going to go into eternity and be with him. He's going to rule for all eternity, and he ain't going to be no joke. Them 1,000 years he's going to be on the earth, and then he's going to judge the dead, those that are against him. You know, amen. You're going to see the beast and the false prophet in the loose for Satan himself cast into the lake of fire. The lake of fire. I tell people, hell ain't the lake of fire. You think hell is something to deal with. Hell will even be cast into the lake of fire. The lake of fire ain't nothing to deal with, buddy. Amen. Ain't going to be no escaping. Ain't enough evil people. You ain't tough enough. You ain't evil enough. You ain't bad enough. Amen. To handle even hell. But you sure not going to be able to handle the lake of fire. Amen. So those of you who just got in your heart and your mind that you're not going to be saved, you might as well just get ready for a good old amen. Amen. Just a good old punishment for all eternity. If that's what you want, amen, that's your choice. You have made your choice to be smart and not believe and to mock our Savior and to mock us and to just be evil to the children of God and mistreat us, amen. But I tell you right now, those who are running the world that are enjoying this life, amen. And I don't see why you want to trade your soul, amen, if instead of receiving eternal life. You still get sick. You still get ill. You still going to die. You still deal with things in this life. You still get depressed, sad, amen. And you going to what? Just because you got a few trinkets, amen, a few millions of dollars or billions of dollars, amen, Lucifer has tricked you. That's what he has done. He has fooled you. He don't even like you. He hates you. Because why he hated Adam, he hates anything that looks like Adam. He hates mankind. Not only does he hate man, he hates mankind. I mean, anything that looks like Adam, amen, he hates you too, amen. We already know how Adam looked. But anything that looks similar to all these other nations that look similar to the true Adam, amen, he hates you too. And you just serving him and sucking it up and eating it up and thinking he loves you. He can't stand you. Amen. So you're going to be punished for all eternity, but that's okay. You're going to get to be there with your daddy for all eternity. Amen. You're going to pay for what you did. If you think you're getting away with stuff, all this evil these people get out here doing, hurting people, harming people, murdering and killing people, you're going to pay for it, amen. You're not going to escape, amen. So I want to share that. We had to throw that in there real quick, amen. And so, amen, the child, the male child that she bore, which is the children of the nation of Israel, will rule all nations, amen. We talk about that thousand-year reign. And his child was caught up to God and his throne, amen. The woman who fled into the wilderness, amen, where there's a place prepared by the Most High Yahweh, that they should feed her their 1,260 days, and war broke out in heaven. Amen. So we see Michael and his angels fought with the dragon and his angels fought. Well, what? We see that the dragon and his angels did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. Amen. I tell you right now, me and my brother talk about it. Amen. I always ask myself this question. I always ask and wonder, what was Satan in? And not only just Satan. Amen. But what were those angels thinking versus the angels that said, I'm not doing that? What were they expecting to get? Did they really think that they were going to overturn the Most High, take heaven and Yahweh rule from him? A lot of times it can't help but to think, amen. I couldn't help but to think how foolish they had to be in to really think and believe that they were going to take over heaven and Yahweh's rule of righteousness. Amen. I think about that so much. Like, now, what did he say to those other angels to really encourage them? Because, man, boy, you couldn't encourage me of that. Like, boy, I used this example before. There were six of us as boys in my daddy's house. My daddy was small than all of us. We all outgrew. I think one brother may have been his height, but we all outgrew our dad in height and size. But we wouldn't dare. We wouldn't dare go up against our dad. Amen. And, you know, sometimes you just have to just understand the Godhead. Amen. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the powers that be that brought you into existence. Amen. That's what I think. And my dad brought me here, so I'm going to honor him and love him until he left this world. Amen. I wouldn't go up against him. Even if we had a disagreement, amen, I leave his home, amen, and come back later, but I wasn't going to disrespect my dad. Amen. I wasn't going to go up against him and rebel and try to overthrow him and get my other brothers to turn against him. That is so evil-hearted for Lucifer to even think, to even title. Amen. We know his name changed, amen, from Lucifer, amen, to Satan, the devil. Amen. So I may look at some more notes here in a minute. Amen. As I said, amen, hope in the next few weeks I'll be feeling much more better too, amen, to go in and finish Revelation 12 and to present to you more information, amen. But, amen, reading this scripture, I couldn't help but to just wonder why. Why mess up everything? You had everything. Everything was perfect. You had eternal life. Yeah, of course you didn't rule. It wasn't meant for you to rule, amen. You are not the God. That should just be common sense 101, amen. Just like I tell my kids, I'm the head around here. This is my house. That's just common sense 101. I wasn't the head of my dad. He came before me and had brought me into an existence through the Most High, blessed him to populate. Amen. He's doing what he's supposed to, populate the earth. Amen. As most of us as real men do, amen, and take care of our seed. Amen. It is our job to raise our kids. That don't entitle our kids to more. I think that they are more than the dad. I tell people all the time, it doesn't matter how much more educated I was than my dad, he was still my dad. Amen. I always honored him and looked up to him. Never did I look down on him because of his level of education. He raised me and took care of me. And because of knowledge of education, amen, of spiritual education, bless me to become who I am today, amen, to teach salvation, to help people, and to bless people. That's a blessed thing. I tell people there is such thing as a blessed DNA that you pass down spiritual DNA from you to your children. And that's what he's done for us, my dad. You know, he's blessed me with spiritual DNA. You know, just like you have evil things that people do and they pass it on to the church, you could do good spiritual things and that's passed down into the DNA. Amen. So I'm thankful for him that. And it makes you and your DNA, your spiritual DNA and your DNA much stronger. Amen. It's an inheritance. You become much stronger as a child of the Most High. Amen. So I'm so grateful to my dad and my mom and for who they were, for what they did for us in the world of salvation. Amen. For giving us what they had. Amen. So we are to honor our fathers and our mothers for as long as they're on the earth, as long as we're on the earth. Amen. I still honor my father and mother. Even though they're long gone, I'm so grateful for them. Amen. So, family, we have to be praying for the youth out here because it is apparent that the youth have, amen, hate to say it, but lost their way in most cases. We have to be praying for them, amen. So, amen. And dealing with the war in heaven, amen, we're talking about Revelation 12. I'm just kind of giving you as much as I can, amen, according to, amen, what I can do. Amen. I'm grateful to be here despite how I feel and what I'm going through. And I can tell you right now, I'm praying for you all that you don't get under the weather or get a dose of this, amen, because it's not pleasant, amen. Amen. So I've been sore most of the time, but amen, I've come out of it. And I'll tell you right now, you know, some of the things that you hear about going on in the world, sometimes, you know, things cross your mind, but you say, you know what? He got all the power and the glory, and he has the victory, amen. So I give him the victory. I speak life, amen. We have to speak life over ourselves, amen. So make sure that whatever situation you find yourself in, speak life, amen. Don't give the devil no pleasure. Speak life over your situation, amen. Amen. All right. Okay. So we've been dealing with the red dragon and the war in heaven, which, of course, we know who the red dragon is. We know that it is Lucifer himself. And ever since the Garden of Eden, amen, we know he hates man because even before the nation of Israel was formed, he went after Adam and Eve, right? He knew he couldn't fool with Adam because Adam was God's man. So he went after the weaker vessel. He went after Eve, amen. And so since the fall of man, the Most High promised the devil that, you know what, you're going to pay. The Messiah's going to come back and get you, amen, which he is, amen. And the devil's been following the nation, persecuting the nation ever since, amen. So, amen, we see how, amen, we talked about the rule of all nations with the iron rod, amen, the millennial reign. I believe that's Revelation 12 and 5 kind of covers that. Amen. I believe it kind of covers that a little bit. And so we talked about, you know, the 40 days, you know, how Lucifer tried to tempt Christ then when he was at his weakest, when he's most vulnerable. He tried to tempt him, amen, but Christ still had enough in him to tell him no, amen. And so we think about these things, the attack of Lucifer, the dragon, the serpent, the devil, Satan himself, amen. He has no power unless you give it to him, amen. So by the blood of the Lamb, amen, this is how we overcome. By the word of the testimony of salvation, amen, we have received salvation. And we shouldn't be afraid of death. I tell people all the time, my dad used to preach that. You shouldn't be afraid of death, amen. You got salvation. You won't even see death, amen. You say, well, what do you mean you won't see death? We're not going to die? Well, that's a twofold thing. And what I mean by that, when I say you won't see death, if you was to pass away this very instant, your physical body would die and cease to live on this earth, but your spirit would be caught up with the angels. The angels will take your spirit back to heaven. Amen. So you, your spirit itself, won't see death like those who don't believe. Now, when they die and they don't believe, though, ain't no angels there to take them nowhere. Amen. We know that death, the only angel coming to get them is the death angel. The death angel is going to take their spirit. And the Bible says in Revelation that death and hell follow. That's why hell fall, because hell's right behind death. So when death come and get them, they going straight where? Amen, to hell. Amen. So that's what happens to the unbelievers. Amen. So we know that we, as believers, we don't fear death. Amen. We will never see death. My dad used to always tell us that when, you know, I didn't understand that when I was young. Man, now I've gotten older and went to school and studied the Holy Scriptures. I said, man, you know what? My dad was right. He was on to something. We won't see death. Amen. Death won't visit us in the spirit. Amen. In the spiritual realm. He'll visit you in the physical realm, meaning that your body will cease to live. But in the spiritual realm, he can't touch you. Amen. My angels will be there. Amen. They'll take you on the glory. Amen. We thank him so much for his grace and his mercy and his love, his understanding. I'm so grateful to be a saint. I'm praying for you, yours, and your loved ones, that you all become saints of the Most High. All we got to throw Romans 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10, which is the plan of salvation. I always have to throw that in there. So if you want to come to this cycle, a lot of times we do all this teaching and preaching, but we don't even tell people how to even come in. Amen. We don't want to leave nobody hanging. Amen. That's like leaving somebody hanging. We don't want to leave you hanging. We want to say, well, we want you to come on to this side. So you may say, well, how do I become saved? Amen. The reason why I say that, because I know so over the years, I'd ask people in Bible study and Sunday school, what must I do to be saved? If I pretend like I'm a non-believer and I want to get saved, could none of them save me? I'm like, wow. Amen. That's really something. That's dangerous, saints. That's really, really dangerous. That's the age that we live in this day and time. Church is filled up with a bunch of saints that don't even understand or know salvation themselves. Makes me want they even save themselves, because if you don't even know how to tell nobody else how to get saved, and how you know what you're saying? Amen. Just keeping it real. Give me a moment. Amen. And so we want to make sure that you receive salvation. Again, in Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10, it's real simple, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart. The Bible says thou shalt be saved. Amen. Amen. Me and the brother was talking last night on Spiritual Freestyle Fridays, and he had brought something to my attention. I had seen it before, because I got another verse, amen, in Galatians that is marked. But this one verse, while he was talking about something else over in Galatians, let me go to it real quick. I'm going to get ready to shut it down. Amen. Let you all enjoy your holiday. I know some people may be getting ready to travel. Amen. So I want to say a word and a prayer for everyone. Amen. Before I leave, they have a blessed weekend. We get to see you not this upcoming weekend, but the following weekend, which I believe is going to be, it may be the last Saturday, Sunday weekend or Friday. It's the last Saturday weekend in November. Amen. I believe it's in Galatians, the 5th chapter, I believe. Amen. See if I can find it real quick. Amen. If not, we'll definitely come back to it one day. See if I can find it. Amen. 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 Okay. If not, I'll come back to it. I'll find it, amen. But it was talking about belief and salvation. Can't believe I can. And I know I'm right here. I'm just missing the scripture, the verse itself. I don't think it was in Ephesians. I think it was Galatians. Let me check Ephesians real quick. No, it wasn't in Ephesians. It was Galatians. Amen. But I will find it, amen. I'll come back one day. And I'll find it. But it was talking about the belief, amen, and how you were saved, amen. Talked about how we were not saved by works, amen, but we are saved by Christ, by the grace, amen. And it's not of works like most people think. Salvation is not of works. You won't ever get to boast and brag before the Most High that you saved yourself. It's impossible. Amen. Christ is the one that died on the cross for our sins, and he is the one, amen, that did the work. All you did is just received it, amen. And so I'm thankful for that. I can't find it. I'm still, amen. But we'll find it. We'll come back and revisit that verse, Amen. But I just want to cover some of Revelation, the 12th chapter. I'll come back and put the cherry on top in a few weeks. And I believe the Most High that I'll be feeling much, much more better. Amen. I see that I'm doing better now. Amen. So I'll definitely know that I'm going to be better in the next couple of weeks. Amen. Make sure that we are praying. Let me say a quick little prayer. Amen. For us, amen, during this season, amen. Dear Most High, bless each and every one of us, the saints, the household of God, that you may bless, keep us, and protect us until next time, Heavenly Father. Take us to loved ones and take us back to loved ones, Heavenly Father. Bless us and keep us, dear Heavenly Father. Keep us from all hurt, harm, and dangers by your Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we just could bless him. And praising your holy name, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son and his sacrifice. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Master, for your will and your way. We bless and praise your holy name to keep us during these holiday seasons, Heavenly Father. Bless us and keep us. Amen. Amen. All right, so it's about getting a little close to time. No, I still got about, amen, maybe, amen, some time, maybe almost 10 minutes left. But, amen, don't really have much more, amen, as far as Revelation 12. But I do just want to say this, amen, that we are tapping people on the shoulder and saying, hey, I don't care where it is, as long as it's the truth, as long as it's the word, wherever you may find it, if it's coming from you, try to get as many people to listen to you. Amen. Whether it be this radio station or this platform, amen, that you're using, spread the word, amen. Spread the gospel that people may teach salvation and love, that people may come into the kingdom because, amen, as Paul said it best, you know, Jacob will not lose his reward, amen. We don't want you to lose your reward. I'm definitely not going to lose my reward. I don't want to lose my reward, and I can't because I've received salvation, so once you're saved, you're always saved. The Bible says that you are sealed. It's a done deal. Amen. Once you are sealed by the Holy Spirit, the devil don't have no power. I've told pastors and ministers in the past, stop doing that. Stop giving the devil more power than Christ. Please. You don't have that type of power to take your salvation. Are you crazy? Absolutely not. I wouldn't dare get loose with that type of power. They don't have no power to take you from Christ. Christ even said that himself. No man can pluck you out of my hand, meaning you yourself. So if you can't do it yourself, you know Lucifer can't do it. All these people talk they didn't sell their soul. No matter about you selling your soul, it was never yours to sell to begin with, not like you think. Everything belongs to God, amen. And, you know, all you have to do is give it back to him, amen. He gives you your soul, but, you know, you want to belong to Christ. You want to belong to the Most High and the Holy Spirit so that you may live for all eternity. Amen. All right. Amen. So, amen. Again, we're still praying for, amen, the saints. We're praying for those that are lost. Amen. We're praying for those that are lost and that we're praying for their salvation. Amen. We pray that they come to Christ before it's too late. So remember, I tell people, if you don't know nothing else in the Bible, amen, if you don't know scriptures, if you don't know history, that's fine. I tell people the most important thing that you know is the plan of salvation and that you know how to save people. Those people know all kinds of stuff about the Bible. Preaching in pulpits, they don't know about the plan of salvation. Amen. We want you to become saved. We don't want you to be lost. Want eternal life to belong to you and to belong to you for all eternity. Amen. And so just remember that salvation is yours. It is yours for all eternity. And can't nothing take it away from you or steal it from you. Because Christ has what? Amen. All power in his hands. Amen. And the Bible says that no man has the power to take you out of Christ's hand. Christ said, if I didn't give it to you, if I didn't even leave it up to you, amen, to lose your own soul, can't nobody else take it. There's no such thing. So once you've been saved, you are his for all eternity. And I'm grateful. And that's what keeps us coming back. That's what keeps us fighting as the saints. No matter how bad it gets, how sad it gets, we'd be wanting to give up. Paul said to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. Sometimes you do get weary in this life. Sometimes you do feel like giving up. Amen. If the Holy Spirit come through and he just tap you on the shoulder and say, get up, Tim. Come on, Tim, let's go. We got work to do. Amen. I thank God for his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit say, he said, come on, Tim. I know you want to give up. I know you want to quit. I know you want to stop. I know you don't want to do this anymore, probably. Amen. Or you know, I know it's wearing on you. Sometimes people don't want to listen. They hate you, whatever. But we got to keep going. Amen. Because there's somebody's going to hear you. Amen. You'll be shocked and surprised over the years, the people that hear you and they remember you from when they were kids. Amen. That's such a blessing and strength to give you as you carry on in this journey. Because it gets tough as a man of the Most High and a woman of the Most High. You want to give up sometimes, amen. You want to walk away. Sometimes family don't support you and give you the support that you need. Sometimes your wife or your husband, your spouse don't give you the support that you need. They don't believe in you enough, amen. You just feel hurt. You just feel down. You just want to give up, amen. But know that the Holy Spirit is there. And your rewards are waiting on you. Amen. So don't give up. Amen. All right. So with that being said, amen. The hour's closing in. I'm fixing to get off and relax and get a little rest. Put a little medicine in me and just, again, continue to pray for me. Amen. I continue to pray for you all. I love you all. Family, thank you. I'd like to thank Derek Oliver and the Chaos Radio team for this opportunity. We'll be back on not this upcoming Thanksgiving Saturday, but the following Saturday after that to continue with the word. Amen. I'll be feeling much better then. Again, family, I love you. Thank you for listening. Remember, family, I am royalty. You are royalty. And we are loved and made by the best. Amen. He loves us. He's going to come back and get us. That's his promise. All right, family, until next time, you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving, wonderful holiday, whatever you want to call it. Just enjoy yourself, relax yourself. Don't be calling the banks. Amen. Don't be calling the bill collector. Don't be calling folks. Chill. Just relax. You know, that stuff is going to be here when you die. Amen. Just relax and enjoy your life and enjoy your loved ones. Sometimes I just don't understand people. I've been doing this for many years, and some of the things that people do just amazes me. I'm like, you got family, and you concerned about what's in your account or how much you owe on a bill. You got tomorrow for that. Amen. So be blessed, family. I love you, and take care.